So two Sundays ago, by God's grace, I started an exposition of the book of Genesis, which Moses wrote approximately 3,500 years ago by the inspiration of our Lord God, the Holy Spirit, to give us the accurate account of creation and man's origin. The book of Genesis stands far above and is the only trustworthy record against the challengers who insist on grouping Genesis with more than 100 ancient creation myths around the world. Now, last time, 2 weeks ago, I exposited the first two verses of Genesis chapter 1, 1 through 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Now, the highlights of last time, to kind of catch you up and connect you to the next three verses that we'll look at. Last time, we saw that God created time. We have the phrase, in the beginning. We also saw that God created everything out of nothing. The Latin phrase, creation ex nihilo. He just spoke everything into existence. God did not take pre-existent matter and reform it into what we see today. All that we see today was spoken of into existence by God. Even this church here, we took elements, matter, material that God spoke into existence about 6,000 years ago to make this church building. And then we also saw this phrase, heavens and earth, which is a merism to express the two extremes, the earth that we know and we walk on and live on, all the way to the farthest reach of the universe, to communicate that God created it all. Now this morning, our focus will be on the last three verses of Genesis 1, 1 through 5, where we see God speak light into existence. And then, of course, God's description of the light during that very first day of creation. Now, of course, I want to give credit where credit is due. In addition to my own biblical exegesis, I have consulted works by Answers in Genesis, the acronym AIG, and Institute of Creation Resource, ICR. And so I would also highly recommend those two organizations to you. They have their own respective websites, and especially Answers in Genesis is full of brilliant scientists who know the evolutionary arguments and theistic evolution, but yet are young earth creationists and have the science to back it and the ability to communicate it powerfully. Now, you know, I'm not a scientist, so I need these sorts of resources. Especially when we think of just how militant the evolutionist can be in trying to humiliate the biblical worldview that we hold, especially young earth creationism. So here we go. Continuing with Genesis chapter 1. Verse 3, where God speaks light into existence. And it reads, "And God said,